necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo. Today, I would like to talk about something that's been on my mind a lot lately, and it's actually become a revelation for me that I had to sit down and think about this myself. Because what I've noticed is I surround myself by black women. And I've always only surrounded myself by black women. Ever since elementary school, this has just been who I am. I've always loved black women. First crush was black. My first girlfriend, black. And so on and so forth. And for me, I want my children to be a reflection of myself. And to many people, I have dark skin. So that's what I want to actually talk about, is the fact that colorism in the black community. For me, colorism has always been linked to slavery, where the white man would go in to the slave quarters and rape black women and force her to bear his child, or white women raping black men, and if the black man didn't do it, she would say he raped her anyways, forcing him to impregnate her. And those children then growing up with that lighter tone inside the house, and then them perpetuating that dark skin, the dark skin slaves were stupid, lazy, ugly, while the light skinned blacks, who were the products of their rape, were taught how to read just a little bit, how to write. They gave them a fairly decent education for being their shape, complexion, and raised in the house. And then as the years go by, you come into this whole paper bag test where you have to be lighter than the paper bag in order to be accepted into certain groups or certain churches. And then they demonize your natural kinky hair and your dark features to the point where now you have people killing themselves to lighten their skin tone. In Jamaica and certain parts of Africa now, because they're banning the skin bleaching creams, but in Jamaica they have not caught on to that yet, because of this whole idea that having lighter skin is so much better. This perpetuates the negative stereotypes that continue within that country. And it's become so rampant that they are now using this acid-like liquid to so-called just damage the... Well, to me, it's damaging your melanin. It's damaging the melanin to the point where you just scrape it off as if you're scraping dead skin off the bottom of your feet. And what people don't realize is that melanin is what helps give black people their energy. The melanin in itself is black, and that's why many of us use the term black, but it also gives us this brown pigmentation. So it's all about color spectrum. Anyone who understands that knows it's just a color spectrum, pretty much. And if we really want to get into the science of these things, we could then talk about how the sun is a black body object, and even how space has dark energy, dark matter. So pretty much everything is just revolved around this glorious blackness. But yet it's demonized, even down to we have colorism even amongst animals, where we demonize the black cat and say if it crosses your path, that is bad luck. Meanwhile, it's just a cat that's just trying to get across the road. That's it. It's just trying to get a place. But we've demonized blackness to the point where anything black is seen as bad. And the closer you are to whiteness, or just in general having lighter skin, the closer you are to so-called being accepted into society. And this issue is where I believe many of the problems come from, because you have black men and women who hate themselves to the point where they don't want children who look like them. Kodak Black is a prime example, where he said he does not want someone who looks exactly like him. He doesn't want another dark skin to be his reflection. And this, in reality, is a sickness of the mind because of what white society has done to black America. They pretty much have perpetuated this stereotype of whiteness being great, even down to like superhero movies. When you see all these white superheroes, you see them saving the world, and many of them have this black sidekick or this token black person there. And it's even in video games that many people don't realize that in the game Overwatch, white people who created this game, created it so that there are two sides. There's good and evil. It's ironic that the dark-skinned black woman, Indian from India, that's what she is. They'll say she's Indian, so she's on the good guy's side. You have another one named Lucio. He has locks in his head. He's not black. He's Brazilian. You have Baptiste. He's Haitian, but they don't say he's black. But then you come down to the demonization of the dark-skinned black man in the game, who is African. And all the white people are either heroes or villains, mainly heroes. And it's just been like that throughout society. And this is where it gets even crazier, because we've been so indoctrinated by this society. Many of us want to be as close to it as possible. So what do? They've fetishized mixed children in a very creepy manner, to the point where they predatorily search out anyone that has light skin. And I've seen this because many of my classmates have not chosen a black mate. And those who have are in a very few minority, I would say. And then you have those who just idolize whiteness, that they kiss up to white people. They marry a white mate just so they can be close to that whiteness and hope that racism doesn't affect them no more, when it's still going to affect them. These different forms of colorism and imagery that we've seen doesn't always attack our conscious mind, but attacks our subconscious mind. What we take in is what we hold the most subconsciously through watching these films of white superheroes or playing this game where you see these white heroes as being greatness. You taking on the idea that being white must be okay. So what do many of them do in the blurred community? Many of them perpetuate colorism through getting a Japanese wife or a white mate. It's, I would say, a rare few who actually do have a black mate. Many of them choose these people, but, or at least they believe they're choosing these people, but I believe that those people are choosing them. And what we have to realize is we have to defeat these images of whiteness being great by self-promoting things that's made by us. Yes, Black Panther was, in a sense, made for Black society because of what it means to us. But we also have to remember that it wasn't made by us. Yes, throughout the years, it's had many Black writers. It has many Black illustrators. Even on the film, it was written by Ryan Coogler, a Black film director, and he has a Black wife. So that's the type of imagery that we should have and see all the time. But at the same time, we should make our own Black superheroes from us, by us. And we should support those type of people to erase these negative stereotypes of colorism and racism from our mind. Because the longer it holds onto us, it becomes like an infection. And you then breed that infection to your children, the future generation. Because if you're telling your son all these negative things about Black women, he's going to see that. And then he's going to continue what you have taught him. Because you didn't know any better. And it's just something that's going to take time and a lot of healing. Because these are things that many don't want to talk about. Colorism is, in a way, a tricky, tricky subject, because it's something that has been done to the Black community. I would say it's been socially engineered to us, and specifically to us, because they know that as long as we're divided, then they will always be in power. So they come up with this whole narrative of light skin versus dark skin, and then we making memes about light skin versus dark skin and continuing this cycle of ignorance that in the end it's not going to mean anything, because we're all Black. White people are not going to differentiate that you're a light skinned Black guy or a dark skinned Black guy. They see us all as the same and will shoot us all the same. The same goes with Black women. We have to stop these negative stereotypes on just both sides. And pretty much we have to heal by loving ourselves. Get rid of the skin bleaching creams and love your darkness. Stop telling your kids that if you go out into the sun and stay out there too long that you'll get dark. There's nothing wrong with being dark, and doing and staying out in the sun too long is not going to make you dark. Staying out in sun too long may dehydrate you, but our skin is naturally made for that. The sun gives us energy. We are like plants in a sense. We from that energy from the sun, we create our own energy inside ourselves. The sun has so much, there's so many effects on blackness that it's not being told to us, that it's honestly, in a way, sad, because many don't do the research, because you're so used to listening to what white people say, even down to the fact that black people could get a tan. I have never seen that in my life. I've stayed out in the sun a long time and never gotten a tan. So this idea of black people getting a tan, I don't know where this came from, but it's not true. And we pretty much just have to start loving ourselves again. Because some of us do see color. And for me, I think it's in a reverse type of sense. Because I want dark-skinned children. I want someone to look like me. Because I've been referred to as a dark-skinned black man. So I want someone who looks like me always. I want someone who reflects in my imagery onto them. Because I love myself and I want them to love themselves. And to take that teaching and healing to others so they would eventually learn to love themselves for who they are. In this society, having dark skin has been demonized to the point where you have mixed children who perpetuate these stereotypes as well. And this is my little personal story. Not many people would know it, but I knew these people. They were mixed, or at least biracial. Their mothers were white. Their fathers were black. One of them, his father literally was darker than me. He was from Nigeria. And when I saw his father, I was like, wow. This man is amazing. But then it's like he had children with this white woman. And you see how through those children, they don't reflect who he is. They don't look nothing like him. They are light skinned. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with being light skinned. But I would love to see someone who look like him, more like him, because it's like, what happened? Were there not enough black women? And this guy, he in a way believed that he was part Chinese somewhere, somehow, I don't know. And the other guy, he just knew that his dad was black, because his mother always chose black men. Him and his brother and sister, they all have different fathers, but they're all black men, from my understanding. Now, the first one, the one I believe he was Chinese, he had a very nasty attitude towards black women that sickened me when they started spewing their negativity and hatred for blackness. That one day, I blacked out, and or at least not blacked out, I whited out, because we gotta stop also using terminologies that are bad, using blackness as a bad term, black ice, black ball, and we should flip that. So rather than saying black ice, say white ice. Rather than saying black ball, you got white ball. You get what I mean. Stop using blackness and as anything negative. And pretty much, he pretty much just was spewing all this hatred, and I whited out. My mind went blank, and I just snapped on him. From there, they didn't understand why I did that. And some of the things that they, I'm pretty sure that they would not admit to even this day, to the issues, what was wrong. But they would use me as a target practice in a way for their light skin jokes, or at least their dark skin jokes. And it would be very hurtful. And it was to the point where it just made my skin crawl, my stomach turn, my head hurt. And I just had a little too much at that point, because they would always say something about my dark skin, and it didn't seem to be a problem to them. But when I say something about white people or him not being part Chinese, then it was an issue, because inside that little group were white people. And the story that the other one has was the reason why he would never so-called date black women no more is because one day his ex-girlfriend, a black girl, invited him over to her house. She was so-called cooking something in the kitchen, and he just sat down at the table inside the dining room. And when she came back, she had a knife, and he was so scared of her after that he ended up running out of the house. Now, first off, no black woman is going to come at you with no knife if it wasn't for a reason. So I believe you had to do something to make her come at you with that knife. And then he would call black women bitter, angry. But yet, his fiance at the time, whom he had a child with, was also a biracial woman. I believe her mother or father was black, one or two. I ain't really care. But see how that, see the irony in that? He hated black women, but he didn't have an issue with dating someone like him, biracial, someone close to whiteness. And they didn't have an issue spewing all the black negative stereotypes and hatred for black people, but yet they also wanted to claim the blackness and be black themselves. And those dark skin jokes just caused me to have a rage towards them in a way that they didn't, so-called, didn't understand. And when I tried to explain it to them, and it was just going in one ear and out the other, and it was also this topic that here that we're talking about, where the other guy, the one who has the biracial girlfriend or wife now, me and him, we had a top. This is what possibly caused us to, or at least for me, to cut him off completely, finally, is the fact that he doesn't know the difference between racism and colorism. He believes racism and colorism are one and the same because black people, dark skinned people, are making fun of him for being light skinned. He believes that that's racism. And I believe he got this idea of racism and what it is from his white mother, and also the definition that was given to him through society and the definition that was made by white people. Because we all know what real racism is. It has it's a power base. It is dealing, and when I say power base, it's dealing with prejudice discrimination. Those two things form racism. And also you have to be economically in power to control your area, is to be in power where no one else can tell you what to do. As long as they have the power over you to be able to evict you from your house, take away your car, take away your livelihood, be able to fire you from your job, things that will affect you as a black person. These things are synopsis with racism, because it all comes down to who is in power. And seeing as prejudice and discrimination are the main two forces behind racism, this would not be what he was describing to me as racism. Colorism, at the best, yes, because we have been taught to hate ourselves and hate each other based on the color of our skin, and to fight one another for being light-skinned and dark-skinned. That's due to slavery, because of that, keeping the house slaves and the darks and the field Negroes separated. All that has one history, and it comes from slavery. And that's what eventually just drove the wedge to the point where they was even harassing me. After I said what I said about the situation, they started harassing me on YouTube and making different accounts on PlayStation, just pretty much just harassing me every day. I had to block them on all of those different platforms, because they just couldn't stand the idea of what I had said last about pro-blackness being anti-white. And it all started because of colorism. They didn't have an issue when they were just pretty much talking about all these black women and saying how ugly they are. And I tested this method. I tested it through showing them different shades of black women and then white women. They will always have something extra to say about black women, but nothing extra about the white women or Asian women. So it pretty much just confirmed to me that they are colorists. That as long as you're close to whiteness, you're to them a symbol of beauty. Meanwhile, if you're a light-skinned black person, you're okay, but you're not white. And we know how they, I already told you how they feel about dark skin, because even through their jokes about me, you should catch the drift. And it was just like, what can we do to prevent these type of things? For one, not have children outside our race. That's for one. Because they have two minds. They are confused. And we don't need that confusion spreading throughout the black community. We should always, first and foremost, stick with our own. And secondly, deal with and talk about colorism and heal wounds from it. Because colorism has been going on for so long, and we have yet to actually talk about it and dealt with the problem. And we really should. Because as long as we keep going and we're making these memes about dark skin this or light skin that, and calling each other the N-word on top of that, we can never truly progress in a productive path. And we need to be able to be productive and talk about these things in a very calm manner and not spew hatred towards each other, but actually educate on why this is bad, why you shouldn't do it, and express your feelings like I have on how hurtful it is. Because when someone is talking about your dark skin, it's beyond hurtful. And even now I'm talking about it, honestly, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off a wound, where it's built up anger, where you want to fight someone, but you have no one to really fight. It's like you are at war against the world, and you're trying your best to love yourself and see beauty within your own skin, but the world is telling you otherwise. And it's these type of things that many people of dark skin struggle with each and every day. When looking into that mirror, sometimes we don't even see ourselves because of what society has done, and the effects of it linger. So it's something that we truly do have to talk about and heal from. And I hope that one day we can get there. If you like what you're listening to, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, Young Kang Truth Teller, and follow us on Facebook at the Uncanny Truth Teller 3. We also have an Instagram page, the Uncanny Truth Teller, as well as a Twitter and a Tumblr page. We're pretty much just everywhere in covering a wide basis of different subjects and posting historical facts and trying to promote this positive black imagery that the world has never seen or will acknowledge, because the world hates blackness. And that's just something that I've become more and more passionate about, and that's promoting this positive black imagery. Even in my life, I'm surrounded by all these black women, and I appreciate each and every one of them, because everyone brings something new to the table. And everyone has been pretty much been inspirational and inspiring. I just pretty much am grateful for them. And thank you for listening. Goodbye.